Blog Talk Radio.
To the show is 516-531-9483, and you can call in and listen live to the show, or and even if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the air. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in again, and welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Those who are listening via Facebook or Twitter, thank you guys for tuning in. Wow, that's everybody, I think. That's everybody. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Now, let's see. Again, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Now, let's see what we've got in the weather. Right now it's 75 degrees here in ATL. We're looking at a high today of 83. I don't believe we're going to make that. You know, they talking about rain, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock. you know, raining all the way through the afternoon. So, but right now it's 75, looking at a high today of 83. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy. Thursday, partly cloudy. Friday, doesn't look like you're going to have any more rain pretty much the rest of the week. And looks like it's going to be a nice weekend, okay? Not too hot, but high 80s, right? That's what we want, right? That's the perfect piece of weather, right? That's how it is in Georgia. That's just how it is in Georgia. Now, today's word of the day is cerulean. Cerulean. C-E-R-U-L-E-A-N. Cerulean. 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 And cerulean is an adjective. And so it describes, and this it says, resembling the blue of the sky. The definition is a cerulean is, the meaning is resembling the blue of the sky. All right? So that's a pretty good word. You can use that every day. Cerulean, 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 cerulean. And that means resembling the blue of the sky. All right. So, again, guys, thanks for joining the show. And welcome, 516-531-9483. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, today's topic. You know, a lot of you saw my show notes, you know, before the show started, and you kind of figured out, hey, I want to listen to this show, simply because when you think about this, you know, when you think about this episode and what I'm getting ready to tell you guys, and these are hard facts out of insider health, you know. And you could go to thisisinsider.com. They have a health section, and this is one of the articles out of there. So I'm going to give you guys some hard facts from some, you know, certified doctors, and then I'm going to give you guys my thoughts. Okay. So again, sit back, relax. Hey, enjoy the ride. I think you guys are going to learn something just like me. Today's episode is entitled, What Makes Men and Women Sleep After Sex? What, you know, why do you feel so tired having sex? You know, and, sometimes you never really thought about that, but you're like, man, hey, I need to sleep this off. You know, and you pass out for, you know, a couple hours. Then you wake up and be like, man, I needed that. Okay. And then here's why you feel so tired after having sex. That's the title to this article I'm going to read you guys from these doctors, right? That's the title, right? And it's, you know, it's so cool now with the internet and Google and all that stuff that you can go get hard facts. You just type in what you're looking for and see what you think is credible. You know what I'm saying? See what you think is credible and see how they're, you know, kind of matching up with some of these others. And I think that's a hard line on how I grab this stuff. So it says sometimes falling asleep is just a response to sex, and it doesn't mean that your partner is uninterested. It's not uncommon to feel sleepy after sex. There are a lot of reasons for postcoital sleepiness, which include feeling physically exhausted and emotionally spent. The body also releases a host of chemicals during sex that can make people drowsy. men and women may experience post-sex sleepiness differently due to the ways certain hormones affect them. There's a good chance you found yourself falling asleep into a peaceful slumber after an intimate encounter. Or maybe you've been frustrated with a partner who has passed out without cuddling. But there are a lot of reasons people fall asleep after sex. And it doesn't necessarily mean a partner is uninterested. There are some obvious reasons, like the fact that sex usually takes place at night after a long day at work, and that it's a physically exhausting workout. But there are also a variety of chemical and psychological reasons at play. Inside a talk with six sex therapists and University of Florida psychology professor, Dr. Lori Mintz, sex therapist, Dr. Deborah Laino, clinical sexologist and certified sexuality educator, Dr. Lawrence Siegel. Okay, so it's a lot of doctors, right? They say that one of the most obvious reasons you might get tired after sex is that it's physically exhausting. Okay? No matter what type of sex you're having, even if you're not hanging from the chandelier, it's still a cardiovascular workout. Okay? During sex, your blood pressure and blood flow increase, and there's a release of endorphins. There's a feeling of being spent, like after any sport. Needless to say, not everyone is an athlete. Okay? And if you're in poor health or suffering from a cardiovascular condition, sex can tire you out even more. Okay? When you orgasm, the brain releases a cocktail of neurochemicals that make you tired. Both men and women have a significant oxytocin release after orgasm. During sex, the brain releases oxytocin, which heightens arousal and excitement. But when it wears off, it can leave people feeling really tired. Okay? Oxytocin is often accompanied by melatonin, the primary hormone that regulates our body clocks. Oxytocin, which has been dubbed the cuddle hormone, also helps you regulate the stress hormone known as cortisol, according to Costa, one of the doctors. The result is a calming, almost narcotic effect. In addition to oxytocin, men and women release vasopressin, prolactin, serotonin, nitric oxide, and endorphins, according to Costa, the doctor. Some of these chemicals aren't released until you orgasm. So whether or not you orgasm can make a difference in how sleepy you are. Of course, men and women may react differently to some of these chemicals. Women are often more sensitive to the adrenaline or stimulant effect, which is why sometimes after a powerful orgasm, some women are energized. After a powerful orgasm, a guy may be in a coma because he might be more sensitive to the morphine-like effects of the endorphins. Okay? It also says that sex can also tire for a variety of emotional reasons. Generally speaking, when you're having sex, you're doing so with someone you trust. When we feel more trusting, we're putting our bodies in an increasing relaxed state. This then tells our brains that we don't need to be on alert or in fight or flight. Instead, it tells us to stay calm. Sex can also help you feel safe and grounded. If it's been a good encounter, it helps you feel connected, close to your partner, relaxed, safe in the world. And all of those things facilitate sleep. On the flip side, you might feel emotionally depleted after sex. Just the intensity of feelings that people experience in lovemaking, from feeling overwhelmed by their love to feeling very excited. All of these feelings can be depleting. For many people, opening up sexually can make them feel vulnerable, and vulnerability can use up a certain degree of emotional energy. Stress can also have an impact on whether or not someone gets tired after sex. If someone's really, really stressed and they have sex, and maybe they're having sex for a release after they have sex or after they ejaculate or have an orgasm, they'll get even more tired. Responses to sex differ from person to person. Some people might feel energized after sex and ready to take on the world, while others want nothing more than to curl up and fall asleep. There are so many influential factors, including your current nutrition levels, your mental health, who you're having sex with, why you're having sex, plus all the goodness happening in your body, that it is difficult to pinpoint an exact reason why we become sleepy after sex. So, you know, that's the clinical thing about falling asleep after sex. What's real world? Right? What's real world? It's pretty much just like that. Y'all with me? I mean, sometimes, yeah, you got to crash. Well, a lot of times, you got to crash. And you're like, man, okay. I'll see you in a little while. I'm gonna get a little quick nap. You know, and believe me, I mean, that's it. You know, you're down for, y'all with me? You're down for a couple hours. And that's what makes everything pop, 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 pop change. And like you say, you know, you feel good about who you're with and who you're being intimate with, and you trust them, and you feel great about that person. That's a, you know, that's a perfect situation for sex. Then you sleep it off. You know, people always say, I had to sleep that off right there. You know, sleep it off. Sleep it off. You know, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. So, you know, and if you guys want to call in and give me your opinion about this, you can call 516-531-9483 and then hit the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air now, and I'll get you on the air. Okay, and again, you know, this is the meat and potatoes of what's going on. This is it. And so, that's what you think about. That's how you kind of understand why things happen to the body, you know. It's chemicals and all this other kind of stuff that the man upstairs all worked his genius and made that human body. And you know, hey, you know, if you learn how to work that human body and keep it going like a doctor, man, you'll never want for anything. Pretty much, you can just keep going, man. Okay. So anyway, but you know, getting back to it, you know, why you feel so tired after having sex? It's just chemicals that, you know, that start to turn when you start to do different things. You know, when you see different things. You know, I can see sometimes, you know, I can see, and when I see it, you know, your body starts to change. You start releasing these chemicals, and blood starts flowing. Woo! Might make your head pop off. So you keep that thing going. You keep things going, and you keep the excitement going within your relationship. And just keep moving, man. It's a lovely thing, you know. Sex, lovely. We have it any other way, okay? That's what keep the world going around. Keep the population moving. You know, people having sex. Then you have a baby, then you keep the population going. Your baby have babies, then they baby have babies, then they babies have babies. Keep the population going. Awesome, right? It's freaking awesome. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Hey, that's all I have for you today, but join me tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, thanks, guys, and take care of yourselves. I'll see you tomorrow, right? Yeah, there it is. Drop top cord, rolling on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Okay. Take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out.